And now, coming to you nearly live from a mine shaft buried deep beneath Virginia City, in the richest place on earth, it's the Storyteller Podcast. My name is Sam Toll, I'm your host, and I'd like to talk today about a couple of interesting things that have happened on the front page and the inside pages of the last two Comstock Chronicle. If you bother with the old school piece of paper that gets produced every week, distributed on a Thursday here in Story County, you will have noticed that 2 weeks ago, the front page carried a story that Lance Gilman is suing me for defamation of character. It was an interesting read, and Karen Woodmansee was able to quote me accurately in the final sentence of her piece after she interviewed Lance and described the complaint against me and defaming his character. This week, yesterday, she wrote a nice lengthy editorial piece about a comment that I had made regarding the misappropriation of public funds, where Pat Whitten basically stole nearly $250,000 of public money and gave it to his three homeboys in the form of a buyout bonus. Dean Haymore, Mike Nevin, and Gary Hames all enjoyed golden parachutes as they as incentives, quote-unquote, to retire. And I made the comment in public, in the public meeting, in the commissioners' meeting, that people like, you know, Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby were losing their careers because they were pinching people's fannies. And, you know, here we have a guy who's stealing money from the county behind closed doors, who isn't getting fired or, you know, going to jail or even being reprimanded. He basically was told not to do it again. And I took umbrage with that, and I made that statement. Now, Ms. Woodmansee did not attend the meeting, and so she got the recording, as I do, after the fact. And while she could have quoted me directly and used the actual words that I used, she chose to characterize what I said and bend it to match her narrative, which is that I, you know, as a good old boy, look at women as things rather than as people. And I got to tell you, I take umbrage with that. You know, I respect women and consider them to be essential, wonderful participants in my life. So for her to characterize me as some sort of misogynistic animal is offensive to me. What I find interesting is that in this county where, you know, I have heard that there's been a former elected official who basically, you know, has been a misogynist, has been in positions where he's behaved inappropriately with women and broken up some families and done some pretty horrible things. For her to overlook that gentleman and focus on me somehow as a misogynistic animal without knowing me even remotely
or having any evidence to support this accusation.
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to play my actual words. You know, as I mentioned, I've got the recording. I'm going to play for you exactly what I said in context so that you can hear exactly what I'm talking about and not get my words paraphrased to support a narrative. And then I'd like to play for you another interesting piece of audio that I find remarkable, and the fact that Ms. Woodmansee decided chose to overlook it and focus on me as some sort of misogynistic animal is remarkable. So here, first off, listen to my words and hear exactly what I said in context.
For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill, I find it just remarkably disingenuous that Mr. Whitten would subject Mr. Gallagher to the comments that he did. I think that, you know, this was done behind closed doors. Mr. Whitten, you've already stated for the fact that this was your decision. You've taken ownership of it.
Go ahead and address the board from now on and not individuals.
Okay, very good. So it's been clear that Mr. Whitten has taken ownership of this position. He has suggested that this was something that he did on his own. There's a lack of county policy that defines how he may proceed. And so to somehow suggest that this is the fault of the controller is disingenuous. I think, however, that this speaks to, and I'll kind of piggyback on what Ms. Bard said. You know, I wrote a piece about leadership this last Sunday in my blog post, and basically, at some point, we've got to take ownership of what we do. Pappy Smith, founder of Nevada's Gambling, owner of the Herald's Club, said, "You know what? I live my life by a simple statement: do what you know you should do. Don't do what you know you shouldn't do." I think that if I was sitting where you sit now today, I would be looking for a clawback on every single dime we've paid. You know, you've got people in the county who are making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, single moms trying to support themselves. And you got three guys who just pulled in a golden parachute of $215,000. They didn't work very hard for that money, and that money comes out of our pockets. You know, the reality is that, again, if I sat where you had sat, I would also shred up Mr. Nevin, Mr. Hames' contract, and I would fire Mr. Whitten. We've got people in this country who are losing their careers for pinching people's fannies. We fired Jason Van Havel, taking 4 months to do it, for a similar indiscretion, and yet our pockets have just been picked to the tune of $215,000. In my mind, that's criminal. And if I was sitting where you were sitting, I would do a little more and have a little more teeth in my leadership than I'm seeing today. I had employees steal from me. They walked out of my shop in handcuffs. And, you know, I think that the optics that are being delivered to the citizens of Story County based upon your leadership or lack thereof in this case speaks volumes. And I hear about it every day, and I can tell you I'm going to hear more about it later. Thank you.
Okay, so that's me at the last county commissioners meeting in December. I think it was December 5th, talking about how outrageous it was for Pat Whitten to walk away unscathed after stealing $250,000 and handing it out to his homeboys and making the reference about pinching someone's fanny. So that's me, and that's my words in context. Now, I'd like to share with you an audio clip from our esteemed county commissioner, Lance Gilman. And I'd like you to listen to his words, and I'd like you to, you know, sort of put yourself in his moral capacity and draw whatever conclusions you feel appropriate based upon audio from a video clip that he recorded about, I'm guessing, 6 months before he was elected as county commissioner. So listen to this. Feast your ears on this.
Susan is our conservative leader. So all of us come up with these wonderful ideas that we think are great, but we've got to sell her, and she's not an easy sell.
This is a simple game. Put the girls out there for prey. Let the hunters hunt them for big money. It will be hunt-a-hoe.
He wants to do hunt-a-hoe. Can you believe hunt-a-hoe?
We get the girls, they're the prey, hunters come find them, we send them up on the hill.
Come on, Lance, they're gonna fall, twist their ankles. I just
hats,
don't...
gloves, and I'll hire a damn helicopter to take them to the top of the hill.
A helicopter?
They're doing paintball events all over the nation. Why shouldn't we hunt-a-hoe out here at the resort?
It'll bring people out here. It's a hot idea, I promise, honey.
Okay, so there you go. You know what? I'm going to let you draw your own conclusions as to the moral fiber of what I said and what I was trying to communicate and what our esteemed county commissioner said and what he was trying to communicate. And draw your own conclusions. I mean, you know, you decide who has the moral high ground, if you want to call it that, and take out of it what you will. As I mentioned, I am being sued by Lance Gilman, and I do have limited funds of my own. You know, I wasn't expecting to peel off $10,000 and throw it at a lawyer, which is, I think, part of the strategy for Mr. Gilman, because he feels uncomfortable with some of the attention that I've given him. So I've started up a legal defense fund through PayPal, and by the time I'm ready to release this, I'll have a GoFundMe page. if you think that the work that the storyteller is doing and to shine the daylight onto the actions and the behaviors of our leaders is worthwhile, hey, you know, if you got $5 or $10, whatever you can afford, I could use it, because these lawyers are costing me money. I don't know if I'll prevail or not. I've got the United States Constitution and the United States Supreme Court with some pretty clear, compelling casework and statements about free speech and satire, but you never know. It's law. So, you know, this could drag out and it could accomplish exactly what Lance is hoping from a strategy standpoint, to distract me from doing the real work that I need to do. So if you can't contribute, and even if you can, if you could share what we're doing here at The Storyteller with a friend, with a neighbor, with someone who lives in Story County or who doesn't, someone out of the county who benefit from understanding that we're tired of being laughed at around the state. We're tired of having leadership that really serves themselves and considers their self-interest before they consider what's best for their constituents. Then I would appreciate it. We've got a Facebook page. Of course, thestoryteller.online is the website address that you've got this podcast from. Share it with a friend, share it with a colleague, share it with a neighbor, and get a conversation. Even if you don't agree with everything that I do, as 2018 is looking at us coming up and 2017 is about to be in the rearview mirror, let's have the kind of change in this county that we deserve and that will move us forward and will benefit everyone uniformly in matters that are important to us. You know, fiscal conservancy, wise decisions, fair governance, and decisions that benefit the greater good for the greatest number of people. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next year.